It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, as we are every Friday until football season starts. Big parties and big events, always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the Mark's difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Should today be the last day of 5:30 Creed is the Twitter question.
Wow.
The responses are interesting. Some people arguing about it. What do you think the poll is at?
I would imagine yes.
Our good friend Stacy came all the way down to Chickies today.
Just to cast her vote.
To plead.
For it to be the last day.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
She's not a big fan.
No, she's not.
I would say, though, there's still probably a good amount of support out there. So I'm going close to 50. So I'll go, let's go 57 is ready to move on from it.
Yep, you're right. It's 59.
How about that?
Yep. Nice.
Now, some people are like, no. Some people are like, finally, in the responses.
Some people are like, it ran its course after the first day.
Yeah, the other guy was like, why would they quit it now? They've been doing it for 700 years, is what the guy said. So
it has felt much longer than just a year.
A year's long. It's the only thing we do every single day. We do the top five every day, but it's different every day.
Imagine having to come up with content for that every day.
Yeah. Oh, I'm crying.
I was just kidding.
All right.
Just a joke.
I get the top five.
All right, you do it.
All right, speak. I don't want to do it. I did it once. Didn't I do it once?
You did the Mount Rush 4.
I did Mount Rush 4. All right, let's do the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five beautiful five.
As always, always an eventful time, whether you're on social media or in real life. So what I have for you, the five funniest things that I've seen in the last day. Starting at number five, we've talked often about High Road Hammer. Oh, he's always taking the high road.
Yeah.
Mr. Class.
Yep.
Well, I didn't even want to play it. I just think this is such a, I think it's like a weak thing that he did this morning. A little weird what he did this morning.
Uh-oh, I didn't hear this.
Yeah, I mean, like, what is your guys' take on this piece of audio from Joe DiCamera?
Drago was doing a punching exposition where you could see him punch whatever it was, 3,000 PSI.
I know he was.
Or something.
Seltzer, should I charge up this me and Fritz thing by doing the Clubber Lang thing to Fritz's wife? Hey, woman.
I would not.
You lie in bed and you wish you had a real man.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I would.
Yes.
I don't know how well that one would go.
Probably not doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe.
That is how you get punched in the face.
Oh my God!
Yes, Scoops. Yeah.
Is this guy for real?
Joe.
High Road Hammer.
Joe.
Yeah. High Road.
Some things are off limits.
Yeah.
Wives and kids.
Yes.
Are certainly two of them. Find another place to play.
Can you imagine?
Jack is a lot less reactionary than some people would be, because Rod would have already had to call me if you had said something like that. I'm just saying, you don't do that with people's wives. Some things is part of the station and it's a show.
Yeah.
Don't violate a man's household.
Now, can you imagine Joe does it and Jill goes over to Jack and she goes, why was that pregnant guy saying that to me?
Very thrown off.
Who is the pale pregnant guy?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, woman.
Who is running groin first.
What?
Hey, what a guy.
Yeah.
He has not taken the high road the way that he said he has.
No. I didn't hear that.
Oh, it's weird. It was just weird.
Yeah.
I get it's like a joke, but it's a little like, relax. Take it down.
Let me tell you, I almost brought the plane down for someone suggesting that my wife dress me.
Oh, really?
Day. Yeah. On the team.
On the team?
Yeah, on the team.
Are you going to reveal who it was?
No. I'm not. I'm just saying. There's some things you play with and there's some things you don't. That almost caused a real issue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. So it was a weird one.
Yeah.
Not to derail the top five.
Good man. You're a good man, Fritz, for not wanting to beat his face in.
Well, I do want to beat his face in, but you can't really do that in tennis. So we'll wait for basketball. Not to derail.
Oh, an elbow?
Not to derail the top five, but Ricky Council has been waived.
Oh, damn. That's one of my guys.
He was
He stinks.
He stinks. Totally stinks.
You know, you see him at first.
You're like, and you're like, you squint.
Super active, you know, he's hustle. Yeah. But, man, this thing happened every time Ricky Council got the ball is that what went through his mind was, it's Ricky Council time. And he thought it was always Ricky Council time.
Yeah. I agree.
It's kind of like when Herb calls.
You want a guy like that, you know, he's athletic. You just want him to, like, grind, you know, like, get every rebound. Nah. He wanted to cook.
You're right. He had the it's Ricky time.
Now they usually the Sixers usually go into the season with one roster spot not used. So they had all of them full. So now one is not being used. So I don't think another deal is
what
coming.
What are we going to do with Grimes?
Well, that's accounting for Grimes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're eventually going to sign Grimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The fourth funniest thing that I saw in the last day. Is we talked about the pandemic that is sweeping Philadelphia.
Oh, Super Bowlitis?
Super Bowlitis.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that the other issue is that apparently bone spurs are contagious.
Because this is about me?
Because Spike apparently woke up today with a hurt foot. I must have gotten it from Mike.
So.
No, sit next to me, though, yeah.
Dude, when you get old, things hurt and you don't know why they hurt. That is the worst part of getting old. And then I woke up this morning. Get up at 6 every morning because that's when the dogs want to get up. I put my right foot down, and I have a sharp pain in the middle of the ball of my foot going into my toe.
It is the worst feeling, man.
Dude, I went to sleep fine. I didn't bang it. I didn't, like, I walk a lot.
Yeah.
I've been running a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why.
It feels okay now, but I haven't been running a lot.
But just even a little bit, getting 12, back
13,
into it.
Nah. Dude, it was a dose of reality this morning.
Yeah.
You're old. You know, you're pushing 50 at this point. Settle down. And I'm like, settle down? I am settled down. I'm the most settled down guy I ever met.
Very settled down.
Yeah. You do walk a lot, though.
I do. And honestly, the week of vacation, I was averaging like 24,000 steps. So maybe I overdid it during vacation.
It's coming back to bite you.
Yeah.
The third funniest thing I saw in the last day is, once again, Jerry Jones. Can't help himself when discussing his star player, Micah Parsons.
Of all the players that I've ever negotiated with, Michael Parsons is as savvy and knowledgeable and understanding of his financial business relative to football as any player I've ever been around.
Michael Parsons.
Dude, just get out from in front of the microphones, man.
I don't, though.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so jealous of our Dallas radio station getting to interview Jerry Jones every week. I would pay my own money to talk to Jerry Jones on the air every week.
Oh, my God.
That guy is a gold mine. Michael Parsons.
Michael Parsons doesn't call his agents.
No.
Buzz.
And he's talking about negotiating with Michael Parsons, not the agents.
No. He's so savvy. Buzz, can you play it again?
Of all the players that I've ever negotiated with, Michael Parsons is as savvy and knowledgeable and understanding of his financial business relative to football as any player I've ever been around.
You know, I wonder if it's hard for the players to get mad at him because he's so ridiculous at this point.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree. They can almost use him. As what was the Major League when they didn't like the owner?
Oh yeah, like
they sort of rally around, you know,
not liking Jerry Jones. Like I would just have to shake my head at that guy. Michael Parsons is one of the five best defensive players or defensive linemen in football.
And you're gonna pay him.
And you don't even know his name.
It's
he's like he's from Philly. We put S's on the end of everybody's name.
Yes.
He took it off.
I'm his own player.
Yes, Michael Parsons.
I wish we could get into the Michael Parsons sweepstakes.
Oh, I would love it.
But we got way too many young players. And
Hell,
Jalen Carter's going to make $40 million next year.
He sure is. The fourth funniest thing that I've seen the last day is LeBron putting out a cease and desist against people putting together him looking pregnant.
Yes. So
as if they're real.
So if you haven't seen this, some people started going on AI and creating images and videos of LeBron James as if he were pregnant. And LeBron James's people sent a cease and desist. Like, Here's the thing, man. If you let people know you're sensitive about this, this ridiculous thing that doesn't mean anything, by the way. It's not like even a real joke. It's just like a thing. Now, I don't know. If I was a rival team of LeBron, I would have hundreds of posters in the arena of him pregnant.
Yeah.
Can you imagine on the big screen?
Him pregnant?
Yeah, especially if you go, yeah, you go into a... an opposing team's arena.
Yeah.
But see, teams have two. Well, it's not like you got to worry about whether LeBron wouldn't choose us in free agency. It's pretty much over
yeah,
after
yeah,
this.
It's a wrap.
By the way, I created one. Brock still does it.
Nice.
The Twitter
you created
one still
that?
Does, yeah, the Twitter one still does
oh,
it.
Oh, that is awesome.
I said, just create an image of LeBron James as if he were 9 months pregnant.
It's such a funny thing to get so upset about.
It's, yeah.
And now people are going to do it more.
I want a T-shirt with
he
pregnant
actually,
LeBron on it.
He drew more attention to it.
Yes. I would have never known it. I would have laughed at it and said, that's ridiculous, and moved on. Now, to me, LeBron James is always pregnant.
I tell you, it's tough.
Like the camera.
It's tough for you guys, Fritz.
I know.
The LeBron fans.
Our generation's goat.
It gets tougher and tougher to defend it.
It does. Not fun.
I used to be a LeBron guy. I just couldn't do it anymore. I had a turn on him.
I know. I'm getting there. But the number one funniest thing I saw on the last day. I love sports radio callers. I love listening to sports radio callers. An all-timer yesterday.
Oh, this is great.
Yesterday in Pittsburgh.
Bob, you there?
I am really mad. You know why?
Why?
You know, I caught my best friend with my wife years ago, and I thought that was the end of the world. But you know what? You can always get a woman, but you can't change your love for your hometown park, and I can't take it anymore. I'm done with them.
Did you get remarried, Bob?
No.
Thank you, Bob.
The thick Pittsburgh dime.
Pirate. Yep. I didn't even know he said Pirates.
Hometown Pirate. One more time, Buzz. One more time.
Bob, you there?
I am really mad. You know why?
Why?
You know, I caught my best friend with my wife years ago, and I thought that was the end of the world. But you know what? You can always get a woman, but you can't change your love for your hometown park, and I can't take it anymore. I'm done with them.
Did you get remarried, Bob?
No.
Thank you, Bob.
That was on our station,
yeah,
Pittsburgh.
Station. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I think that would do something to me too. If
dude, you dream of callers like that.
Yep.
You dream of callers like that.
What an accent!
Oh yeah,
what an accent!
This hour sponsored by Gaida Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Gaida Door and Window today at 877 Go Gaida. Or visit goguida.com. Our buddy Mark, are you still Mark the Shark, Mark?
That is me.
Yeah.
Now
Mark, Mark is the Savannah Bananas. You do PA for Savannah Bananas?
I am the DJ and PA announcer for the Savannah Bananas, yes, sir.
Look at this guy.
And the Savannah Bananas are here all weekend, or how many games?
Yeah, we play Saturday tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, and Sunday, 3:30. Both games, to Jack's chagrin, both sold out capacity.
Yeah.
That's true.
Mark, I
That's
love
true.
You very much. I cannot stand the Savannah Bananas. I'm sorry.
It's a fun game.
It's
fun baseball.
It's not fun baseball. It's not baseball.
Yeah, it's the Harlem Globetrotters. Like
Mark, like the sensation that is the Savannah Bananas is pretty amazing.
Oh, it's amazing.
Like it has gone from. So, how long have the Bananas been around?
Collegiate team in the Coastal Plain League from 2016 till 2021, and then we started taking the show on the road. And you know, for the last 2 years, it's just been crazy. Last year we did 16 major league parks. This year last year we did 7 major league parks. This year we're doing 16. We did. Clemson's football stadium sold it out, 81,000. Did 7 NFL stadiums, sold them all out. And did 2 nights in Carolina. It's pretty wild what's going on. It's such a lot of fun, though. We're having a blast.
Now, forgive me, because I've only watched highlights of Savannah Bananas. So do they? Is it like the Globetrotters in that they play the same sort of team every game? Like, how does that work?
So right now we've got 4 teams in our league. It's the Party Animals, Bananas, Tailgaters, who are in town for their very first like big league park, and then the Firefighters. So the difference, the biggest difference between the Globetrotters and the Bananas is that the Globetrotters, I think they've lost like twice in their history over 100 years. All the dancing that we do, all the like the walk up and skits we do, they're all rehearsed, obviously. But once that game starts, they're trying to win. And the Bananas get their butts kicked every once in a while. The Party Animals, you know, so the game is not fixed the play is not fixed. They are really trying to win, and you can't really fix that anyway. That's not baseball anyway. You're obviously in basketball, but no, the games are absolutely legit, and they're trying to beat each other's brains in every single night, all while doing cool dances and great trick plays and backflips and all that good stuff. So.
Is this going to be one of those things where a former player that people know ends up playing for the Bananas or something? Like, it just feels like the size of it.
Well, Victorino came out last year when you were here, and I think Ryan Howard did as well.
No, but I mean
Ryan
like,
Howard,
yeah. Yeah. I mean like Howard, play I mean for the team.
You mean actually play for the team.
Yeah.
I don't put anything past anything happening with what we're doing. Last week in St. Louis, we had, Adam Wainwright come out and pitch, and that was awesome. Crowd went nuts for him. He's a folk hero, baseball heaven and all, but it was great. They were great. The crowd is really great in St. Louis. But yeah, looking forward to Philly back here for two games this time around, and both sold out. And we're on ESPN tomorrow. And the CW making our debut on Sunday afternoon. So it's really exciting stuff.
Unbelievable. Well, Mark's a grinded in radio, and I'm so happy that you're with the Bananas, man.
Sir.
I mean that blowing up the way that it does. I don't see any reason why it would stop. People love it.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah. Congrats, brother.
We're having a good time. But hey, and I appreciate you guys. It's really good to be back and keep crushing it. You guys sound great.
All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, brother.
Yeah, Mark was on the radio in Delaware, I think, at one point.
Yep.
Dude, why can't you just separate those?
Yeah.
Like,
it's the people that tell me baseball needs to adopt some of these rules. Like, just take it down a notch. They can do their own thing, but like, let's not act like baseball
like,
needs
rules.
It's like a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Banana ball.
Well, I tell you, the Globetrotters, weren't they like the first ones that started the 4-point shot?
I thought Rockin' Jock was the first time.
Was it Rockin' Jock?
Yeah, Rockin' Jock MTV.
Like, yeah. You know what? I do remember Rockin' Jock back in the day when they were doing like the 4-point shot.
Yeah, 10-point shot, 25-point shot, that sort of stuff.
I was going to say, I was trying to think whether or not the NBA adopted some of that stuff.
Well.
But they didn't really.
No, but you know what I think it is, though? I would say.
They shoot from 4-point land. It just doesn't. It's not
it
worth
just
4 points.
It still costs 3 points. Yeah, it still gets you 3 points. I would say, though. The Savannah Bananas, even if regular baseball never did any of that stuff, I think it brings attention to baseball and makes young people like baseball.
Yeah.
Like one of the biggest problems, I think, is that's what soccer has eaten into. It's into
–
it's eaten into young people's attention and young people playing when they are younger.
Yeah, but I think that's always been soccer. The problem with soccer is that people get burnt out so quickly.
No. But I think this could be good for baseball in that it could get the attention of young people.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume so. It's just the dancing and the
yeah. You don't want all
like
of that going
come
around.
On.
Yeah, you don't respect
play,
that.
Play the game.
You're kind of a hater.
He is kind of.
Yeah, but I like Mark.
Yeah, well, Mark's great.
I love Mark.
And I'm happy for Mark.
I'm glad they're making money. They found a way to make money. I don't like it. But I'm sure I'll take Walker to it and Sutton when they're a little bit older.
Yeah, they'll love it.
Yeah, and then they'll tell me, baseball should be more like this.
Yeah, you'll take them to a Phillies game. They'll want to leave by the fourth inning.
Exactly. They just want to see the fanatic and leave.
They won't understand why this pitcher with the 5.06 ERA, why the Phillies don't have a run off him in the sixth inning.
He's going to be booing Aiden Miller because they didn't trade him in this deadline.
Right.
And I'm going to be saying, you don't get it, kid.
Yeah. He's hitting 246 with 13 home runs. Let me ask you this. Your gut, like we've been talking all day about the Phils and the trade deadline. We want them to go all in and all that sort of stuff. And message to Mr. Middleton. And by the way, Mr. Middleton, if you're listening, this is not stopping today.
No.
Like, I know today.
It's going to ramp up next week.
Yeah, like today was the day where we said we want you to be all in. And we're giving you permission to trade the prospects. And I think we're going to be excited. You know, the thing with baseball is it's hard to know who these guys are. I get it. A lot of people don't follow other baseball teams. But if everybody gets told this is a big player they traded for, people will be excited for it.
Well, think about the deadline in, like, 2009, right? Everyone knew that Halliday was the name. Halliday was the name. Like,
right.
People were so, foaming at the mouth for Roy Halliday. It's why the reaction when they got Cliff Lee was like, who?
Right.
Yes. Meanwhile, Cliff Lee, like, won the Cy Young the year before.
Do you think they're going to do something? Like, what is your gut? I know we want them to.
Yeah.
I know it feels like it might be trending that way. It's really hard to tell. Do you think they're going to go and do it? Like, this is going to be the trade deadline where they take, like, real swings.
So, less than a week out, I think that the probability of them getting one of the big closers is going down. I don't think they want to pay for one of the big closers. I think they would much rather pay a premium, like a good price for one of the like lesser bit. I don't think they want to invest all the way in, but I also think that they're ready to get a little reckless with some of the prospects. I think they're more ready to go after a bat. Like I think the bigger play is going to be for a bat.
Why has that changed? Is it the
because
market?
I think the price for closers has gotten insane. Like and they're controllable, and I think that at some point you're like, do we really want to trade all this for a closer? You know what I mean? So I think they're going to get bullpen help. I do. But I think the main focus is going to be more for a bat. And I think it could be two bats.
Like, I think well, they could use two
bats. It could be a center fielder and a left fielder. Like I think they're pretty in on going and getting a real bat.
Well, because the thing about Stephen Kwan is I love him. I think he's a great player. I think he'd be a great addition. He's left-handed,
uh-huh.
and he's not a power hitter. Yeah,
like
he's not exactly what they want. He makes them better, but he's not exactly what they need.
What do you say with Stephen Kwan is he's just a good player. Like he makes your team better, but he's not like the perfect fit.
Yeah,
like Suarez is probably the perfect fit of the most valuable of the guys out there because of the power. But the thing is, it seems like it's going to be a real bidding war for Suarez, whereas 2 weeks ago it wasn't going to be, but he went on a heater. All of a sudden, they look up. He's on 36 home runs, and teams are like, we could really use that in the middle of our lineup.
Ike, what does your gut tell you?
That I don't want to say what my gut tells me.
Oh no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I wanted to, and I want to push to put the pressure on him to do it, but the feeling, I get more of a feeling of being cautious than I do being aggressive, and out there. Searching to make a play for one of these teams. If we were hearing that maybe the Phillies lost out on the kid the Yankees grabbed or what have you, that would let me know that they were in on trying to do something. It almost seems like the Phillies' name is being thrown out there just to create a little bit of a leverage for some of these teams who are looking for more return for some of the guys. Like Jack says, the closer market is just too high right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hitters, we're almost in order to pry one of these guys like a Marte, like in order to pry one of these guys off a team, we're going to have to really step up with an offer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just don't feel like that's what they're in the mood to do. I hate it. I really do, man. I hate it.
The frustrating point for me.
I would even accept Roberts right now.
Sure.
I think the most frustrating part for me. Now, if none of the closers get traded because the price was too high and everybody walks away. That's one thing. But what will annoy me, somebody's going to trade
somebody's
for the
Somebody's going to make a move, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The price
yeah.
is the price.
Yep.
So, like, I understand the perspective. It's too expensive. But, like, when that's three straight deadlines, what that tells me is you don't know the price of stuff anymore. Like, you know how there's inflation? There's been inflation in our country. And, like, you can say... I don't think eggs are worth this or milk is worth that. Well, that's what they cost now.
Yep.
So, like, my frustration is I don't – it's not that I think the game has passed Dombrowski by. I'm not, like, I don't know enough to think that. But if every deadline the price is too high and other teams are making these moves, and if the off seasons – you know, you're going and paying $10 million for a Max Kepler, and the team that let him go is laughing at you. Like, I have to start wondering, do you know, like, are you dealing in a game that was 5 or 10 or 15 years ago, or are you dealing in baseball today where if you need a closer, this is what you cost? And, by the way, when you take chances like they did in the offseason with the bullpen, when you don't keep known entities... like Hoffman. And by the way, Hoffman's numbers are bad, but like when you look deeper, Hoffman's had a much better year than his ERA says. His ERA is like 4.7, but he's had a better year than that shows. Like, I don't know. I have to wonder if Dombrowski still has his fastball. And at some point, he's going to have to show everyone that he's still got his fastball.
Well, I just remember the story from, I think it was Stark in the offseason, where essentially Dave's like strategy is just call everyone, offer nonsense, and if the team takes it, they take it. But like, it was off the Castellanos. Remember they offered Castellanos and Bohm for mm-hmm. Kyle Tucker?
Yeah.
You know, and that was like, well, of course they're not going to take that. My fear is like he thinks that someone could take that.
Yeah.
And he keeps trying to trick the – like I think it was easier to trick GMs back in the day.
By the way, that's Morey too. And I think Daryl Morey's good at his job. But what Morey used to be able to do was – just incessantly call teams and find the dumb GM.
Yeah.
But, like, GMs in all sports are not as dumb as they used to be.
Exactly. And that's my fear, is that he's still playing in a game where he thinks these GMs are as dumb as they are. And I think the game has changed.
215-592-9494. Do you want the Phils to go all in? The answer is yes, you want them to.
Obviously.
The message has to get to John Middleton. Push it past Dombrowski. This is your chance to give Middleton the message. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Fantasy football draft time almost here. Book your next party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.